It is 5 o'clock. Good morning from WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 27 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The atmospheric river storm bringing historic rain to California just keeps on keeping on.
It really has been nonstop heavy rain since Sunday afternoon. I mean, not even really a break in the rain at all, where you could go outside and say it wasn't raining any longer. It's been constantly raining since Sunday afternoon, and it's not done yet. It'll go through today, and then the system should begin to move on and break up later on tonight. Still going to be rainy through the end of the week, but nothing like the last couple of days. People here need the break. There is mud in places it shouldn't be. There is water in places it shouldn't be. This has been a lot.
ABC's Alex Stone. A federal judge in Urbana, Illinois, sentenced 73-year-old Philip Bino to 5 years in the penitentiary, plowing his car into a not-yet-open Planned Parenthood clinic in Danville, Illinois, last year. Star country music singer-songwriter Toby Keith died. His family says he died peacefully, surrounded by family. In 2022, he announced he was being treated for stomach cancer. Toby Keith was 62. This is ABC News. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan has gone to work on the case of the mother who's facing charges in a deadly school shooting her son did.
The jury of 10 women and 7 men sending back questions to the judge as they deliberate the fate of Jennifer Crumbly, the Michigan mother charged with involuntary manslaughter after her son Ethan shot and killed 4 students at Oxford High School in 2021. One question was about 2 different legal ways involuntary manslaughter can be proven, either failing to perform a legal duty or being grossly negligent. Another question centered on why Ethan Crumbly did not testify in the case and whether anything can be inferred from his absence. Jennifer Crumbly faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted in connection with the shooting. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Court records in Concord, New Hampshire indicate rocker Marilyn Manson completed his community service that was part of his sentence for blowing his nose on a videographer at a 2019 concert. He did 20 hours last month at a nonprofit that provides meeting locations for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for daytime highs to be around 51 degrees. Some fog lifting this morning, and then a very nice day in southwest Wisconsin. Some clouds tonight, a low of 33. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, continued unseasonably warm, a high of 53. Thursday, 55 with occasional light rain showers. And Friday, a slight chance of a few light showers and a high of 45. Yesterday, we topped out at 52 here at the studios, and our temperature this morning after a midnight reading of 32 is 27 degrees. Today is Tuesday, February 6th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh!
at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a Roman crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. That flows by the throne of God.
We start the day in a positive way. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver and Shall We Gather at the River. Before that, our national anthem, taken from last year's Super Bowl, Chris Stapleton, as we open up the day in great style here from the Light in the Milk House show. Good morning, kids. It's time for Tuesday, February 6th, and we get it going here with some good sounds on the Light in the Milk House show, some songs to do the chores with, some info to get you in the know, sports scores coming up in a few, lots of good high school basketball games last night, so we'll recap those stories as well. And well, it just seems like it isn't early February. Last night going to games, it felt like March, felt like WIA tournament time. When there's more daylight in the afternoon and a little sunshine, maybe. We didn't have a lot of sun yesterday, but some sunshine and just different conditions. Now, a few weeks that could certainly change, but at least for this week, it's going to stay fairly warm. It does look like it's going to cool off towards Saturday and Sunday, but still at or above seasonal normals for this time of year, with Sunday's high being around 36. 27 right now at WRCO on a Tuesday with the Milk House Show and Merle Haggard.
I'm tired of this dirty old city and tired. Too much work and never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. Give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city turned me loose and set me free. Every day since I was 20, haven't got a thing to show for anything I've done. There's folks who never work and they've got plenty. Think it's time some guys like me had some fun. So turn me loose, set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montana. And give me all I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose, set me free. Hey, big city, turn me loose, set me free.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows and rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me on the lone prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's buy moose where the gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that show, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Skirts that you've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's buy moose where the gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Western for you today, Gene Autry and Buttons and Bows on the old Light in the Milk House show. 27 degrees here at WRCO Studios as we get you caught up and set up here for a Tuesday to be in the know. You know everything that's going on, right? Reminder today that Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. That's good service. Otherwise, if you can't make it there, just ask your kids or grandkids. My 4-year-old granddaughter probably could walk me through my phone. She probably knows better, much better than I do. Alliant Energy customers in the Blue River to Boaz area should note a couple of potential upcoming power outages. Due to a house being moved from Blue River to Muscadet, customers could experience power outages this morning at 9 and again Tuesday night from 10 through possibly early Wednesday morning. Those important reminders today from the Milk Cow Show.
Holler out loud, I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Oh, won't you let me, baby, just kinda hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Baby, just a kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. If you told me that you love me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Oh, won't you let me, baby, just a kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come.
George Jones on the Milk Cow Show. I'm a one-woman man. It's 18 minutes after 5.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold from $2.40 to $4 by the pound. Number 2 and heifer calves sold from $1.20 to $2, with the beef crossbred calves up to $6.40. Slaughter cows sold from $0.76 to $1.02. We did have three questionable cows, $0.50 to $0.66. Bulls up to 107. Wednesday, February 7th, will be our next hay sale. If you're looking for spring calving black heifers, be sure to contact us, as we know where there's 30 heifers bred for early March calving. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 20 minutes past 5 o'clock, here's a look at sports scores from last night, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Ithaca was a winner against River Valley, 57-47. Mineral Point, 49-40 over Fenimore. Cuba City Girls with a win against Platteville, 72-57. Royal beat Lafarge Youth Initiative, 54-32. Brookwood over DeSoto, 63-60. In boys basketball, Riverdale 58, Kickapoo 45, Highland beat Ithaca 74-63, and Lakeside Lutheran over River Valley 63-42, Schulzburg 76, Boscobel 60, Westby 71-50 over Fenimore, Platteville beat Cuba City 87-43, Evansville edged Dodgeville 61-59, Mineral Point 80, Potosi 58, River Ridge 68-41 over DeSoto. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Lakers got a win against Charlotte 124-118, Cleveland 136, Sacramento 110, Dallas 118, Philadelphia 102, Golden State beat Brooklyn 109-98, the Clippers 149, Atlanta 144, New Orleans 138, Toronto 100. From college basketball, Kansas State upset number 4 Kansas 75-70. The Giants have acquired left-handed pitcher Ethan Small from Milwaukee for cash after the Brewers designated him for assignment last week. From the NHL, the Rangers 2-1 over Colorado in overtime, and the Islanders beat Toronto. That final score was 3-2.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
5:22 the time. If you're ready, collect your thoughts and collect your slippers. Get ready. All right. You ready? Okay. Here it is. Aerobic polka time.
You squeeze me, squeeze me. Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter.
Must my accordion come between you and me?
Why don't you squeeze me, squeeze me? Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, lighter and please squeeze me tighter than you squeeze your accordion. Make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter than you squeeze your accordion.
Oh, there you go. That was a hot one. Molly B and Ted Lang in the band. And Squeeze Me, the Squeeze Me Polka, right there. 5:25, coming up, farm news and markets. Today's high in the low 50s. And, you know, yesterday jumped up warmer than I even thought it would be. It was warmer than predicted by a few degrees. We hit a high of 52. Today's record high is 54. Now, how rare air is that? It goes way back to 1882, and we're going to be pretty close, I would say, today. Right now, it is 27.
Away, away, away rode the rebel Johnny Yuma.
Johnny Yuma was a rebel hero through the West. Did Johnny Yuma the rebel? He wandered alone. He got fighting mad, this rebel lad. He packed no star as he wandered far, where the only law was a hook and a draw. The rebel, Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma was the rebel. He roamed through the West. Did Johnny Yuma the rebel? Searched the land, this restless lad. He was panther quick and leather tough. If he figured that he had been pushed enough, the rebel, Johnny Yuma. Death, the rebel,
away,
Johnny
away,
Yuma.
The rebel, Johnny Yuma, Johnny Yuma.
If we lost all we had, would I walk your rocky road or take a different path? Would I say to walk the streets, you know just what I'd do?
Would your child have a home if it should be born of love other than our own?
Would I still stand by you
knowing you love someone else? You know just what I'd do.
Twitty, Loretta Lynn on WRCO's Light and the Melcal Show. It's 27 degrees. Good morning, friends. Our time is now 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Mexico corn ban update, gateway to Africa, and getting good herbicide coverage. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. And to learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. The chief ag negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative says he'd like the genetically modified corn dispute between the U.S. and Mexico resolved this year. Doug McCaleb says the translation of the materials has taken more time than expected.
Dealing with complex science, genetics, etc., which can be hard for an individual even in their own native language, but we wanted to make sure that we were crystal clear, that the translations were crisp. That set us back a little bit on timeline.
He says arguments for the panel are still being scheduled. Minnesota's top ag official points to one African country to unlock export opportunities throughout the continent. Commissioner Tom Peterson recently returned from a trade mission to Morocco and says the focus was on grain, feed, and the port of Duluth.
Keep in mind, Morocco, the only African country that has a free trade agreement, kind of the gateway to Africa, if you look at the ports and other things, so kind of makes sense for us.
He tells Brownfield the Port of Duluth services North African countries like Algiers, Egypt, and parts of Southern Europe.
So we look at some of those strong possibilities in growing markets.
Peterson says feed demand is growing in Morocco.
They need feed. You know, they have a large poultry sector. It's about 75% of their feed, and then ruminants, cattle, sheep would make up the rest of that.
He says the Port of Duluth can be used to export corn, soybean meal, soy oil, wheat, oats, sugar beets, and pulp pellets from the upper Midwest to Africa. Getting adequate herbicide spray coverage can be crucial to controlling weeds. Steve Snyder is an Enlist field specialist in Minnesota and the Dakotas for Corteva Agriscience.
You can have poor coverage, maybe not as effective in a nozzle or not enough gallonage out there when you're spraying. And the old simple, easy weeds like ragweeds, lamb's quarter, valve leaf, some of them, you'll still get good weed control with.
But he tells Brownfield coverage is key for tougher weeds like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and kochia.
If I go look at a field that I didn't have as good a weed control as we wanted, you can almost point to maybe the nozzle wasn't the right nozzle. Maybe they were trying to chintz a little on the water volume. So let's get enough water out there, get a nozzle with great coverage.
And former Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey has passed away. Northey, who also served as an undersecretary at USDA for the Trump administration, was the Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa from 2007 to 2018. Current Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says Northey loved Iowa and Iowa agriculture and brought a farmer's work ethic to every aspect of his life. Northey was 64. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it. Source it. Unlock your crop's potential and increase ROI with a low-use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet yesterday and cash hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Pretty typical Monday for the direct cash cattle markets. The big feature was the distribution of this week's show list, which does look larger in all of the major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices were not established, with widespread activity not expected until at least tomorrow. Last week's trade was light to moderate, $3 to $5 higher than a week ago on the live basis and up $3 for dressed. Trade volume and formula totals were both lower. At mid-session for the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder cattle sale, steers were steady to 4 higher and heifers were up 3 to 8. Steer calves were 3 to 6 higher and heifer calves are up 1 to 5. USDA says demand was very good for an average to attractive offering, even with the drop in the futures market. Feedlot conditions were muddy due to weekend rainfall. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 245 to 300. 700 to 800 pound steers sold at 227 to 251. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds reported at 242 to 272. 600 to 700 pound heifers brought 227 to 271. Box beef was firm with light to moderate movement. Choice was up 40 cents at 293.48 and select beef was 30 higher at 283.77. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was unchanged on the week and up about 6,500 head on the year. Cash hogs were mixed with light closing negotiated sales at the major direct markets. This week started like many of the recent past weeks with a relative lack of buying interest at those major direct markets as they get a look at their near-term needs, on-hand supplies, and demand signals. Buyers will likely continue to issue those lower bids as long as possible in the face of questions about sustained demand. Wholesale demand held up very well for most of January, but is starting to show some signs of slowing down. More on that in a moment. National direct barrows and gilts closed 89 cents lower at the base price range of 57 to 64.50 for a weighted average of 60.87. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down 243 at 60.97. The Western Corn Belt was 272 lower at 60.68. The Eastern Corn Belt had no recent comparison with a weighted average of 60.20. Midwest butcher hogs were steady at 48. Illinois direct sows were two higher at 29 to 41. Pork closed 80 cents lower at 87.60 with losses in loins and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter of 492,000 head was up 2,000 on the week and almost 14,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up on an oversold bounce. March was 7 3/4 higher at 11.96 and a quarter. May was up 6.5 at 12.04 3/4. Corn was narrowly mixed, consolidating, with March holding at 4.42 3/4 and May down a quarter at 4.53 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on technical selling ahead of widespread direct business. April live is down $1.40 at 182.35. June was 1.30 lower at 180.47. March feeders were down 2.05 at 242.75. And with cash and wholesale pressure during the session, April hogs were down $1.62 at 82.20. June lean was 145 lower at 96.05. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Secretary of Agriculture on the concept of food as medicine, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was part of a panel discussion at last week's Health and Human Services Food as Medicine Summit.
My point of view is, I think, somewhat couched by the fact that I lost my parents at a very early age from disease, which no doubt probably was indeed related to environmental and food issues. So there's a personal reason for being engaged in this. I think there's also a recognition that as we learn more about the science behind food and its capacity to, in fact, be medicine, we can indeed reduce the risk of chronic disease in this country, which obviously will have an impact on the individuals who will live healthier lives.
Vilsack says the idea of food as medicine can benefit farmers, giving them more diversity in the ways they produce foods and market them.
It will also have an impact on our capacity to fund other aspects of our economy. We spend a great deal of government funding and, frankly, of our own individual finances on healthcare and healthcare insurance. To the extent that we can be a better consumer, if you will, reducing the risk of chronic disease, we can also, I think, free up resources that can then go into building a healthier and stronger country and world.
There's a link to video recordings from the HHS Food as Medicine Summit on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Huslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. U.S. cheese and butter production during December 2023 was up on the year. The USDA says total cheese output climbed nearly 1% from December of the previous year, with fractional gains for both Italian and American-type cheeses, and almost a 20% jump for Hispanic-type cheeses, trying to meet demand expectations. Butter production shot more than 4% higher as retailers look to refill their coolers after the winter holidays and ahead of the spring holidays. Unofficially, the U.S. produced more cheese and butter in 2023 than in 2022. Dry milk production was down sharply from last year, with whey products mixed and frozen products mostly lower. One of the nation's largest ag and food cooperatives is concerned about the U.S. trade deficit. Land O'Lakes Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs, Matt Woolman, says a significant shift is occurring in the trade environment, resulting in about a $17 billion ag trade deficit.
That deficit, as we look to 2024, is expected to grow even larger. That's certainly a real concern for farmers and rural communities.
Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange started the week with strong trader optimism, despite a lack in cash trade activity. February Class 3 Milk Monday up 8 cents at 16.35, March 39 higher at 17.77, April up 31 cents at 18.01, May 22 cents higher at $18.15 per hundredweight. Barrels were up 4 cents at $1.59. The rest of cash dairy markets were unchanged. Dry whey at 50¾ of a cent, blocks at $1.65, butter at $2.74 and a half, and nonfat dry milk at $1.22 and a half. For more agricultural news, find us online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high about 50 degrees with a good amount of sunshine and mild southeast to south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 31. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm, a high of 52. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and continued unseasonably warm with a high of 39. Thursday, 55 with record warmth possible, scattered rain showers as well. Friday, 45. 35 for a high Saturday and Sunday, sun and clouds, and 32. Right now in Richland Center, it is 27. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low. This is the Light in the Milk House Show, and here's Tim McGraw.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. Don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. Told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd die again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.
this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. In the state of confusion all the time, heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love. I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Tommy Cash on WRCO. Weather is coming up. Sad news this morning. Heard that right away in the news report when I first arrived this morning, the death of country music's Toby Keith. He's been on a cancer journey for a year or so, and we thought things were improving. They were talking about tour dates this year, but it evidently got worse, and again, we lost a great legendary Toby Keith. And here's a song all about his love of country music.
Patsy Cline, we lost Hank at 29. Roy Acuff, Johnny Horton, dancing Bill Monroe. Woody Guthrie, Bob Wills, Spade Cooley, Kitty Wells, Jimmy Dean and Big John and old Hank Snow. Cut a memory weekend, I'll pretend in on that AM radio. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Porter Wagoner and the Hack, Fair and Lefty, Roger Miller, King of the Road, Retta Lynn and Tammy Wye, Buck and Don and Charlie Pride, Marty Robbins and the Possum, old George Jones. Heard them all growing up in Daddy's old farm truck, 8-track stereo. Hey, that's country, bro. You're gonna be country, you ought to know a little. Starting his rodeo. Yeah, that's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Jimmy Lou and Conway Twitty, Mama Mel and Detroit City, Crystal Galen, Willie Whalen, David Allen Coe, Earl Thomas, City Rabbit, Shenandoah, Alabama, George Strait and Randy Travis, digging up bones. Someone hee-haw, singing in their overalls, Junior was a star of the show. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Bo and Luke and Daisy Duke, Smokey and the Bandit 1 and 2, Jerry Reed and Jerry Clower,
Glenn Campbell's Good Time Hour, John Wayne and Marshall Dillon, Roy Rogers, Andy Griffith, Ben and Adam Hoss, Little Joe, and Festus. That's country, bro. Yes, country, bro. That's country, bro.
Country music singer-songwriter Toby Keith, who has died at the age of 62. We'll be remembering him with some of our favorites of him throughout the morning here on WRCO. Tony's weather is coming up next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2120. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, record warm temperatures are possible across the region the next 3 days as very mild air flows in from the southwest. And if we get some sunshine, that'll boost things as well. And low pressure system currently out in the western part of the country will slide northeast up into Minnesota by Thursday morning. That'll bring your next chance of rain showers coming up mainly Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. Does not look like anything too heavy around here, maybe a few tenths of an inch at most. Behind that, cooler temperatures will filter in for the weekend. Might deliver a few snow showers to northern Wisconsin Friday afternoon into early Saturday, but mainly dry conditions around here for the weekend. But again, cooling down, feeling a little more seasonal heading into early next week as well. But the pattern does generally look fairly quiet with no major storm systems in sight right into next week. So today, look for mild conditions with a good amount of sunshine as temperatures top out near 50. Southeast to south wind at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, staying on the warm side with highs in the lower 50s. Southeast wind between 8 and 14. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday night, low 39. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers, especially by afternoon, high in the mid-50s. South to southeast wind around 15 to 20. On Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 39, high 45. Temperatures may fall a bit in the afternoon. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low 28 with high in the mid-30s. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny, low in the low to mid-20s. Highs reaching the low 30s on Sunday and mid-30s on Monday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Twenty-seven degrees. The air is calm right now after a daytime high of 52 yesterday. We came fairly close to a record. The record high for this date goes way back to 1882 at 54. The record low, 26 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 43 and the low 11. Sunset will happen at 5:20 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:12. The air is calm. Barometer at 3016.